Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Amarika Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies, such as Friday the 13th or Circle, or terrorizing others, like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.
Hey, that wasn't very nice. All right, today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to the lovely Lana Taylor, one of the co-hosts of HDNet's Get Out Canada. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher's smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com, brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before... That's not right. It is recorded live, though, in the new media capital of the world and home of former Playmate of the Year and Hooters Girl Forever, Lynn Austin. Hmm. Well, Lana Taylor is a beautiful young woman who, if the HDNet commercials are to be believed, rarely sits still. Lucky us. As one of the co-hosts of the cable TV series Get Out Canada on HDNet, the former Playboy Playmate seemingly goes anywhere and does anything. Her show is a little like Wild On, which launched Brooke Burke, must be the presence of a pretty girl, into the public eye. I as in aye, 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 several years ago. Now, if you haven't seen Get Out Canada before, check out this little clip.
Dateline, Dallas, Texas. For the last 13 seasons of Get Out, HDNet has taken viewers to paradise in an unending effort to experience the most amazing adventures, nightlife, and local color the world has to offer. Now, the show heads north to Canada for our 14th and most exciting season ever. Get Out Canada premieres on HDNet Thursday night, October 7th at 8 Eastern. Mark Cuban, president and co-founder of HDNet, says, "Our Canadian viewers have been emailing us for months, telling us about all of the great vacation and adventure spots that Canada has to offer. We felt the only way to showcase all this beauty is with an all-Canadian cast. Hosts Lana Taylor, Amy Lynn Grover, and a supporting cast of dazzling co-hosts were chosen from hundreds of hopeful Canadian beauties for a starring role on HDNet's Get Out Canada. These vivacious women come from all walks of life and represent the full spectrum of gorgeous and talented women from all across Canada. This season, you'll be treated to adventurous models, stunning playmates, and unpredictable entertainment personalities. Lana Taylor, a stunning brunette, hails from Sudbury, a small town outside of Toronto. Lana has been pursuing a career in acting and modeling since the age of 12. She has graced the cover of Playboy, has been featured in 11 magazines, and stars in the HBO Cinemax series Lingerie. Blonde stunner Amy Lynn Grover is also a Toronto native and a three-time Playboy cover girl. She has appeared in numerous magazines, has been featured in commercials, and has several calendars in her portfolio. Amy Lynn is passionate about exercise and nutrition and is the face of extreme fitness clubs throughout Canada. This season, Get Out Canada will feature skydiving in Burnaby, British Columbia, ziplining in Long Point, Ontario, and whitewater riverboarding on the Ottawa River. So get ready for one of the most beautiful and outrageous seasons ever. Get Out Canada premieres Thursday night, October 7th at 8 Eastern. All part of HDNet's Guys Night In. For a full written copy of this press release, please contact Colette Carey at HDNet, 303-542-5576, or CCAREY at HD.net.
All right, guys, we let you stay on a little too long. That was more information than the public needed. Get Out Canada, in case you missed it, airs every Thursday at 8 p.m. on HDNet. And Lana Taylor, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, good. Just relaxing today.
Well, can I just say, wow, every time I see that clip of the show, I just think, oh, my God, what guy is not going to want to watch that?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah, it's definitely a pretty crazy show, I have to say.
Now, is this, I wasn't really clear, is this the first season that you've been on the show and hosting the show?
Yeah, it's the very first season I've been on Get Out. It's honestly, I've seen a bunch of things that they've done, and as soon as they asked me to do it, you know, I kind of looked up the show and whatnot, and I decided I absolutely need to be on this show.
What did you see in other episodes that convinced you that this was a good fit for you?
Well, for one, okay, there's one thing that I thought was absolutely crazy, where girls went in a cage, and then they were kind of, you know, in the middle of the ocean, and they kind of went down, and then they were shark feeding. They were feeding sharks. So that to me,
and that
was
made
like,
you think
okay,
I have to do that.
Well, not that particular thing, but you know, it gave me a little bit more sense of how the show was and understanding that it was definitely a daredevil show, if you will. So they said I may have to jump out of an airplane and do all these things, and I said, okay, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. So
now,
there I was.
Lana, what was the craziest thing you had done before this show?
I don't want to tell you that. Just kidding. I don't know. I've done some pretty crazy things. I'd say maybe I did something that's not good. I hitchhiked before. I think that was crazy.
Oh,
I don't
that's
recommend
pretty
that to anyone.
No.
No, I was young. I was young, and it was in a small town, so me and my girlfriend figured, hey, you know what, let's hitchhike, and that just was weird. So, yeah, that's not good.
Is it all unfair that you get to be beautiful and get paid for doing all these crazy things on TV?
Aw, you're too sweet. You know, it's so funny to even be asked to do something like this because it does definitely, you know, it's people definitely edify you in such a great way. So, but to be able to do great things and get paid for it, I mean, like I said before, this is like bucket list stuff. So I'm doing things that people usually have to pay to do, but I'm doing them for free, and I'm also getting paid, you know, a great amount to do it. So, yeah, I mean, it was great. And I'm very flattered and happy to do it.
Okay, now you're a Canadian native, but I got to back up. I don't have a dictionary handy. You use the word edify. I've interviewed women who've been in Playboy before. I've never heard that word edify. Matter of fact, I've interviewed Mensa candidates who haven't used the word edify.
Okay, so edification, basically what it means is that you state, you know, what that person has done, or, you know, that you state certain facts about that person or anything for that matter, but... You know, so if you were to edify me, for example, you would say, Lana Taylor, Playboy cover model, has been featured in Get Out Canada. Not only that, she's done, you know, so you kind of big them up, if you will. So that's what edify is.
Okay,
I
guys,
am your
smart
dictionary
and
for
beautiful.
That's sweet.
That was way beyond the call of duty. Good for you. For the edification of those who may not know, explain a little bit about the lodging situation that kind of sets up this show.
The lodging. Okay, so that is located actually close to where I'm from. I'm from a small town called Sudbury. So the lodging was about 2.5 hours of a drive south, and it's in the middle of nowhere. Literally, we were in the middle of nowhere, and it's huge. There was about 5 bedrooms. Three washrooms. I mean, we had washer and dryer. We had everything there. It was weird. 3 floors, gorgeous. Big open area. All the booze that you could ask for was there. We were right on a lake, so we had a canoe. We had all these things. We had everything. So if ever you want to go somewhere crazy for, you know, a nice party, then that's where it is in Canada.
But it wasn't just you living in that house, right?
No, luckily. So there was myself, there was Ariel Bach, there was Amy Lynn Grover, there was Genevieve Pontano, also Shanna was there. We were six, including me.
and how tough is it living in a house of all these beautiful women? For a period of time.
Oh, God. It's a riot. It's absolutely a riot. I love it. These girls are fun. I mean, they're not the catty type of girls or whatever, so we were literally having a blast. We're waking up in the morning. Ariel is a crazy one. She goes, let's do shots. Her thing, you know, and so she's fun. You know, it's just, it's time away. So, I mean, you don't want to be alone when you're away. Some people do, but by my choice, I would rather be, you know, with a bunch of girlfriends. And literally that's what it was, just partying with a bunch of friends, doing crazy things.
Did you know any of these
crazy,
girls?
And by crazy, I don't mean, what's that?
I'm sorry, did you know any of these girls beforehand?
I knew two of them. So Genevieve and I knew each other a little bit. And then Amy Lynn and I had done Playboy together. Well, we both worked for the same stuff. Like, we did a lot of similar gigs. So I've known her. I hadn't actually met her, though. We knew of each other, but we hadn't actually met. So it's funny that when they cast us, they said, okay, so you guys are, like, best friends doing this. And I go, hey, what's up? My name's So, yeah, I mean, we sort of just got to know each other. We're all pretty cool and laid back and really, you know, down to earth. So it was easy. I mean, you could stick me anywhere with those girls and we'd have a blast. So, yeah, fun.
Now, Lana, it's just you and me talking. Nobody can hear us.
Yeah,
did
right.
Did any of the girls have any really bad, disgusting habits that you could have lived without?
Probably. I was probably the worst one, to be honest.
Oh, really?
No, they didn't. They were all good. I mean, like, Amy Lynn's a vegetarian, so she's just super proper. I don't know. I was always eating in the middle of the night because we were drinking so much. I usually have a good routine, you know. I have to stay fit, but we're away. I mean, I don't know. We were eating moose burgers, doing weird things like that. Me and Ariel were, like, sticking our hands in meat that we shouldn't eat. I don't know. We're funny. But, yeah, no, not really. I mean, we're all pretty chill, so... Yeah, good.
And all the girls are Canadian born.
We were all Canadian, eh?
Hey, so how does that impact on a show like this? Is it better that you were all Canadian in Canada, or do you think maybe spicing up with a minority like a girl from Brooklyn or something would have helped?
Oh, that would have been fun. Well, I think that the whole premise was that the last show that they did, or actually all their shows for that matter, were all. You know, women from the U.S. So they wanted to do a little change-up and say, hey, if we're going to shoot in Canada, let's get Canadian women. So there's a lot of, you know, actors and models and famous people in Canada, so they figured let's just, let's get as many of them as we can and let's do it with them. So I think that they really wanted to do it in Canada and then also have the Native women represent their own country.
Hmm. And what do you think that Canadian women know that American women don't know?
Oh, you're going to get me some haters.
No, not at all.
We know how to, I would have to say, just let things go, you know? Yeah. Just let things go. Because I think Canadian women are just more, you know, I have friends in the States, so I don't know. we're all the same. we all know the
okay.
same stuff. Let's put it that way.
Play it safe. Let me ask you this. What are some of the wildest things that you did in this season of Get Out Canada?
In this season of Get Out Canada, the craziest thing I did was jump out of an airplane first. So I was the first one to go. And I have to say that was the most insane, craziest thing that I've ever done, even in my life, let alone the show. I recommend everyone do that once, okay? Now, if it goes bad, you can't blame it on me, but it's just the experience of doing it is something that's just, I don't know, the guy that I went with, okay, pardon my language, but this is what he said to me, right as soon as the chute opened and, you know, we're kind of just floating around, he goes, when you jump out of an airplane, it's like an airgasm. I go, okay, and I'm still attached to this guy, and he's talking about having an airgasm. I go, okay. But it's true, because when you land, it's like your mind is so empty and everything is just so, I don't know, it's weird. You can't even think. It's like you can think, but you can't think. Everything's just so clear, and it's weird. It's an unexplainable feeling. It's like you just meditated. It's weird.
An airgasm. I'm going to remember that. I like that.
I know. I was like, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah,
and
it was fun.
You're jumping. Do I understand this correctly? You're jumping with a guy on your back, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going Tatum. So Tatum means you go by two. So we had a bunch of people that are really trained and it was cool because you're attached to the guy, and you jump out with them, and then another guy jumps out as well to videotape the whole thing, as well as take pictures. So you're jumping, and you're falling, and you have someone taking pictures of you and saying, give a thumbs up, and you're like, okay, I can't even breathe right now. But, you know, and he was spinning us around, and, yeah, it was a riot.
Yeah, but I gotta ask you, seriously, you're jumping out of a plane attached to this guy, and then he tells you it's like an airgasm. Are you suddenly thinking, you know, maybe this isn't the guy I should be attached to, you know, up here in the air where I have no...
No, you know what, thank God. I actually interviewed him at length before going on this plane. I go, okay, so how long have you been doing this? Okay, so how professional are you at this? What is the worst thing that's happened? What's the best thing that's happened? How scary is this if this happens, you know? And he goes, well, one person broke their leg because they fell funny. I go, okay, well, let's just make sure we fall great. And, yeah, so the man that I jumped out of the plane with, he actually competes. So what he does is people would draw like a, I don't know, they put like a something that's a foot diameter on the ground, and he'd have to jump out of the airplane and land on that one-foot diameter structure, whatever it is. So that's how much,
wow,
that's how good he is at landing right on the spot that he has to land on, regardless of how high or in which area that he jumps out of. He knows directly how to steer himself down and, you know, he can navigate his way. So I felt safer.
Well, so you're obviously glad that you did the jumping out of an airplane. Is there anything that you wish you had not done in retrospect?
Yeah. So I went horseback riding, and I went horseback riding many times. I used to live on a farm. Okay, so for just a couple months, whatever. But yeah, so I was used to horses and all that jazz, and I've ridden them, and I went horseback riding, and I don't know I don't think that episode aired yet, so I don't want to say too much, but let's just say I'm never getting on a horse again.
My goodness,
never, ever,
really?
Ever. Yeah. So as weird as it is, I can go skydiving, but I can't hop on the back of a horse. I don't know.
Wow.
I know.
Did anyone, I don't know, you know, were there any parents that you had to report to and say, you know, I'm going to be doing this show and I'm going to be doing some crazy things and I hope you can understand?
Parents?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm old enough anyways. I'm over the age of 18, I swear.
Right. No, I understand.
No, but I had to call. I called my dad and I said, Dad, guess what I just landed? And he goes, what? I said, I got a job where I'm, you know, jumping out of airplanes, going to air on HGNet, whatever. He goes, okay, can I watch the show? I go, yeah, it's nothing weird. It's not anything like Playboy, Dad. You can see this one. So he saw the show, and he is so happy. He's Canadian, and he lives on 1 acre, 1-point-something acre land. He's got a whole, you know, pond, and he builds and whatever. Anyways, so he's into the whole adventure thing and wildlife and all that stuff. So when he found out that I was jumping out of airplanes and going in the middle of the forest and doing all these crazy things, he was just... Yeah, that's his deal. So he understood it, and he liked it.
Was this an easier phone call than, hey, Dad, I'm going to be in Playboy?
Way easier. At first, you know, I told him, I said, Dad, so this company asked me to be on their cover of their magazine. He goes, oh, wow, that's good. I go, okay, so it's Playboy, and I'm just on the cover. He goes, oh, okay, just on the cover? I go, yeah. He goes, that's awesome. I go, okay, Dad, I'm actually inside. And I'm actually going to be naked inside. He goes, my real name's Lucy, but he goes, Lana, you know, you're old enough, so you can make your own decisions and blah, blah. I said, oh, okay. And I honestly cried. I said, okay, Dad, thank you so much. And, yeah, so he knows his daughter, so he knows that I'm not going to, you know, make too many bad decisions that would alter certain things. And, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that worked out. Well, so the series started October 7th. How many episodes are there?
There are 13 episodes.
Okay.
13
and then
episodes.
What do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's 13 episodes. It started October 7th. It airs every Thursday and then Saturday night, I believe. And, yeah.
What's next for you?
That question would, oh, my God, this would be an hour conversation. So many things right now. I've been approached with so much. So luckily all the things that I've done is now starting to add up on my resume. So now I'm being approached with some pretty big things that are still in the works. I don't know if everything's been fully copywritten yet, so I don't want to say too much, but definitely you'll see me a lot more within the coming years. So don't get bored of this space, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'm very happy for you. And folks, let me remind you, you can see Lana Taylor every Thursday night in Get Out Canada on HDNet at 8 p.m. And Lana, are you on Facebook or Twitter? Can your fans find you in any of those places?
I have two fan pages on Facebook, and I just got my Twitter reactivated. So definitely just twitter.com, Lana Taylor. L-A-N-A-T-A-I with an I.
Right.
L-O-R.
Right.
Yeah.
L-O-R. All right, great. Well, Lana, it was delightful to have you on the show. Continued good luck, and we'll watch for that face and that hair. Well, I say that because HDNet makes such a case of you being brunette, so you stand out, you know.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's good of you to say.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with a lot of beautiful women from TV and film, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. While you're there, if you want to give us a few stars and, you know, help a fellow out, that'd be great. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Come back again real soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York City, and we're listening to Mr. Media.